Everyone needs a little help, even if you have trouble admitting it. You need sales help. It doesn't matter how long you've been in sales. The more you learn, the more you earn. If your sales need help, it's time to consider the Gittimer Learning Academy. It's the fun and easy way to brush up on sales fundamentals and learn new advanced strategies to close your next deal. We've got hundreds of hours of lessons on closing, referrals, prospecting. It's like Jeffrey sitting there right next to you, helping you close your next deal. You won't find a more comprehensive library of sales knowledge that you can actually use. Go to GittimerLearningAcademy.com and sign up for a free demo. Did I mention it's free? Free demo. I like free.
Side negative influences, but we help people own their minds through the dedication of thought, of positive thought.
That's a classic.
We need to tweet that puppy.
Yeah, we do need to tweet that puppy.
Where do we start this? An answer doesn't matter. We're having a good time, right?
He couldn't wait to get in here.
You need sales balls to make sales calls.
I'm tweeting that puppy. Okay. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Sell or Die, the premier podcast all over the world for sales and personal development. My name is Jeffrey Gittimer. I wrote the Little Red Book of Selling and the Sales Manifesto, and
I'm Jen Gluckow, founder and author of Sales in a New York Minute. Welcome to Sell or Die.
And we have a very special guest today.
We do.
We're not going to talk about his ass until we get our asses rolling.
All right. We won't tell you that he can make your attitude better.
Right. And we're not going to tell you his name is Glenn Bill until after we formally introduce him.
All right. Fair enough.
But Jenny, what's happening with you?
We are in Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
Not actually when we're recording this. We're pre-recording this. But when you're listening to this,
you'll be in Mexico.
We will be in Mexico.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Yep, I'll be there.
And Charlie will be there.
And if I've convinced Jeffrey I have two more days of this, then Zoe will be there too.
Oh, I think I put in there not even if it would help the space program.
I'm not
100% positive on that.
Charlie and Zoe are dogs. I don't think it's fair to bring one and not the other.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. What hotel are you staying in?
Oh, man. What's going on with you, Jeffrey?
I am on fire. I had a bunch of seminars over the past couple of weeks, and the audiences are going nuts because I'm talking about the Sales Manifesto and all the things that are in it. And I'm also throwing in elements from the Napoleon Hill book, which are 100-year-old truths. Mm-hmm. Love that kind of stuff. And I would tell you that the sales world is getting much more attuned to training and hiring trainers. We will both be at Outbound in Atlanta at the end of April. 23rd, 24th, something like that. And if you have not got a ticket yet, please, what's my code?
Well, you could use Jeffrey's code, which is Gittimer100, or my code, which is in any minute.
100?
No, leave off the 100.
Oh. So Gittimer100?
Yep, or in any minute.
So when you go to Outbound, just put the code in there, you'll save $100.
Yeah.
And I would recommend you, there's going to be 1,000 people there. They already have like 750 tickets sold.
It's going to be a pretty cool event for sure.
So I guess we're ready to talk about who we brought into the studio with us today.
Yes, absolutely.
He barged in and said, "My attitude's better than your attitude, and I'll bet you $5." And so we took his $5 and let him on the show. Couldn't be any better than that, could we?
No.
Actually, I want to say that I've known Glenn Bill for more than a decade.
Really? Yeah. Wow.
We trade texts at 2 o'clock in the morning. Well, he'll one-way text me at 2 o'clock in the morning. But I like that. I like the fact that someone is so excited about life that they're willing to do that. And Glenn, just by way of introduction, started very young in the real estate business, realized that his boss was getting half of his money, so he said, "Nope, I'm buying this place." He is a college dropout, which I have a lot of respect for. He lives in Indianapolis, Indiana, or one of the close-in suburbs. And he has managed to buy, sell, build, sell an empire in real estate, and realized that he was a great public speaker and realized that positive attitude was his
calling.
I think more than that, he exudes it.
Oh, yeah.
And he has written a book about it, The ABCs of Attitude.
Yeah.
The A would be for attitude. And what would the B stand for?
No bullshit. Right, sorry, that's two words.
Yeah. And C would be?
Crap, start back at A for attitude.
Glenn has joined us here in the studio. Please, everybody, diehards, please welcome the great Glenn Bill.
Woo!
Thank you.
We are glad you're here. Yeah.
I am glad to be here.
So, Glenn, you founded the University of Attitude.
I did.
Yeah. Tell us about that. What is it?
Well, the University of Attitude is America's number one place for attitude alignment. It's a place for attitude awareness, helping understand why you have the attitude you have. And it is the place to learn about attitude and how to leverage your attitude in order to create more success in your life.
Not that I want to bust balls, but what's the number two place?
The number two place? The number two place.
Think about that. Everyone brags about it. We're the number one place to go.
Right.
But if I ever ask them what's number two, they'll go,
I would say the number two place is the 6 inches of real estate between your ears.
Yeah. Oh, very good. Very good. So, and spoken like a real estate maven.
That's where people go, where's the University of Attitude? What city is it in? I said, hey, it's all between your ears.
Ooh, I like
cool.
It.
So
I
we
like
have that too. We have over 4 billion campuses on this world.
Wow.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
What's the rent like on that place?
Well, what's great is it's free.
Ah.
Right? But we help people not lease their minds to all the outside negative influences, but we help people own their minds through the dedication of thought, of positive thought.
That's a classic.
We need to tweet that puppy.
Yeah, we do need to tweet that puppy.
How do you think that dropping out of school has helped you create a hopeful and successful university?
Well, I always make fun. I say I never graduated from university, so I went ahead and started one.
Exactly.
And you know, I don't know if dropping out helped me or not. It just, as people go through life, you have to do things that you have to do.
Yeah.
And so I never looked back. I started my real estate career when I was 19 years old, and I was sitting in a sociology class, and this hippie was talking about indigenous peoples in America. And I looked at him, and I had to go to Dances with Wolves and write a paper about Dances with Wolves. And I said, shit, this is going to take 3 hours out of my sales day. And what I realized was I was making 10 times the money my college professor was.
Bingo. Yeah.
Right. And so that's it. It was the reality that formal education probably was not my pathway to riches and greatness. And I'm 37 hours away from my college degree and have been for about 35 years.
Yeah, wow. I'm about 40.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, let me finish the quote there. Jim Rohn says, formal education will earn you a living. Self-education will earn you a fortune. Mm-hmm. And you decide how much of a fortune you want to earn by how much you decide you want to self-educate.
Yeah. And when I started, my real estate career, I had a 1978 Ford Fairmount with a cassette player in it.
Go.
And as I would go—
Use regular gas.
And use regular— Yeah, I think it was. And I would listen to self-improvement tapes, daily. That's what I did. And I would drive around and find property to list and sell. And as I was driving, I always had that playing in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I always felt like there was more for me. And I'm a football coach. By nature, I'm a coach. You know? I mean, that's my passion. But I'm old now. And so running around on a football field with teenagers is past my time.
You're older.
You guys,
I'm older.
Glenn is actually here live in our studio.
Yeah.
He doesn't look old.
No.
Just for the record.
He's bald, but not old.
Yeah. But, okay, coach.
So.
And then how did you, like, get this strong passion for attitude? I understand learning it and all that, but Where did this passion come from?
So, the passion came from, it's from your two best attitude teachers. Everybody has two attitude teachers that they don't choose, and it's usually called their parents or whoever grew up with them.
Yep.
And it was instilled in me. I had great parents. My mother was a teacher. My father sold steel, but he was a coach. He coached in the CYO for 6 decades.
Wow.
Won a city championship when he was 80 years old, which was really, really cool.
Totally cool.
And he was, a real positive guy, a person that really gave. So I had great parents that helped me do that. I'm the youngest of five. So I was never meant to speak. I was only meant to listen, and nobody was interested in what I had to say. So, of course, what do I do now? I go around the country and I talk about attitude, right? So my brothers and sisters had a lot to do with it. There was a lot of beatings that helped me get the attitude that I needed, and that's what I did.
So tell me about this Attitude Day, this April the 15th special day.
Fantastic. Well, we are in our third year. It's April is Global Attitude Awareness Month. It's a global movement. We're trying to get 1 million people behind us.
Wow.
And I created Global Attitude Awareness Day on April 15th, obviously, for the reasons. Jim Rohn used to say, I'm a happy taxpayer. And I think, anybody on April 15th needs to adjust and up their attitude.
Or you can just file an extension.
Yeah, which is what we do. Or you can buy a lot of real estate and depreciate it and pay no taxes.
Yeah.
That's a different podcast.
Well, we're not going to give you tax advice here.
No.
Yes, none. So what we do on that day is we have something called Attitude Fest, which we've been doing in Indianapolis, and we're hoping to do around the country.
Oh, cool.
And we challenge our people to do one of three things or all three things on Global Attitude Awareness Day. And number one is to truly be grateful, to be thankful to somebody in your life who's affected your attitude, and to actually pick up the phone and call them. We actually want you to hug them if you can. Number two, get moving and exercise. Exercise, change your body, change your state, changes your attitude. As a football coach, if you've seen, why do football players dress up and go nuts in a huddle and scream craziness before a game, right? They're changing their state, right? They're moving. So on Global Attitude Awareness Day, we want you to thank somebody who's affected your attitude. We want you to exercise, and we encourage you a 1 mile walk if you haven't. If you're listening to this and you haven't moved from your couch in 2 years, which a lot of people don't.
Even if you have to just walk to get the potato chips.
Yes, but walk. We'd like to get a mile, right? And then the last thing we would love you to do is to volunteer. Find a charity or find a organization or find someone who you can be a part of something bigger than yourself, Attitude Booster number 10. And if you can't find anybody, go to the grocery store and watch people walk out and load people's groceries for 15 minutes. That's a great thing to do. People love that.
It's funny. I used to do that. When I was in the fifth grade and the sixth grade, I would get onto the Acme and try to get tips after school. Like people come out, I follow them, and I say, can I load your groceries and walk your cart back? And they would go, I'm not going to give you any money. And I had the presence of mind saying, doesn't matter. I'll do it anyway.
Yeah.
And I made $3 or $4 a day as a fifth grader doing that.
Yeah.
I hadn't really thought about that.
There you go. I used to do it all the time.
Yeah.
And I would do it as my mom would go shop. I don't know why. Maybe they suggested it, but back to who taught you how I'd go wait in the parking lot, and if I could pick up an extra buck or two while she was
–
there were seven of us. So when she shopped, it would take an hour. So I'd go work the parking lot for an hour.
That's pretty cool.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think if you learn how to hustle young, it's going to – it's like implanted in you.
Sure.
Well, it's called being nice. It's called being friendly. It's called being cold calling's nothing for me. I can walk up to anybody and say, would you like me to load your groceries? But it's just different language. It's the same principle.
Because if you did it today, people would be yelling for security.
Yeah, right? They would.
I would be arrested, right?
Well, you passed the age of helping.
So you just referred to Attitude Booster number 10.
Yes.
What are the first 9?
Well, Jen, thanks for asking.
No problem.
The Attitude Boosters are very simple. People say, how can I change my attitude? I always love to talk to people, and they say, well, you know, my attitude's fine, but everybody I work and live with, their attitude's shit.
Yeah.
What can
yeah.
they do to help me? I said, well, I know none of this pertains to you, but maybe you can tell them this, right? So number one is be nice, right? Very simply, to be nice is I always like to ask people by noon, how many people have you been nice to? And how many people have you flipped off on the way to work? And how many compliments have you given to a person within the first hour of your day? I think one of the greatest goals anybody can have is to compliment somebody they interact with within the first 60 minutes of their day. Number two is have a big goal, right? Big goals push you through your smaller goals, and they propel you to not focus on the negative but the positive. Big goals do not allow you to be a negative person. Number three is believe in you. Well, look, at nobody believes in you. Let's just be honest, right? Some people believe in you. Not everybody believes in you. But if you don't believe in yourself, you're screwed.
Hey, everybody. This is Gina Tremarco.
And Rachel Tipton.
And we are
Women Your Mother Warned You About,
the new podcast that does what?
Make sales sexy again.
What's this podcast about, Rachel?
It's a blend of best business practices and real life hacks. And it's filled with laughter, random chatter, practical advice, and some serious stuff.
It's not just for women, though, right?
No, it's a blend of best business practices and real life hacks for men and for women.
Listen to us on the Sell or Die Network,
womenyourmotherwarnedyouabout.com.
Listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher, Overcast, and anywhere that you can find podcasts. And
be sure to subscribe, comment, share our podcast, and give us a review. Tune in and listen to Women Your Mother Warned You About,
the podcast that makes sales sexy again.
You've been warned.
So what would you tell someone who needs more self-belief? How do they get it?
Right. So the best way to create and manufacture self-belief is go back to number two, which is have a big goal. You know, your mind is a goal-seeking device. And if you put it in your mind, thoughts are things, as a man thinketh, great book. And what I would say is get a vivid imagination of what you want your life to be and what you want to become and what you want to do. And if it's in your mind, that belief can come. Belief comes through action. And I would say no matter how small you think the action you take, take action instead of no action. So at the end of the day, I want to sit down and say, all right, I didn't climb Mount Everest, but I walked a mile. And you know what? Self-belief comes through action. So that's what I'd say. What are you doing? What action? Cool. Number four is my favorite for our millennials. And I love millennials. I have three of them, maybe four. And that's do more than you're paid for, right? It's like, how many people really go in and say, I'm going to deliver more value than I'm charging when it's all said and done? The quickest way up the ladder, the quickest way for you to get a job, the quickest way for you to advance your relationship, you know, been married 30 years, you got to put in more than you expect to get out. It's a universal principle. And I have this saying that it's amazing what can happen when you're not worried about getting the credit, right? And so, like, do more than you're paid for is give more value, just what Jeffrey talks about all the time. Number five, have a mentor and copy them. I always like to tell people if there are people in your life that are succeeding at a higher level in income, in marriage, in faith, in physical ability. And the secret to life and success is there's no secret. And I think one of the most powerful things you can do is seek out people when you go, God, that guy, he's doing things. He has the life I want to have. Well, go ask him and talk to them. Don't stalk them, but have a mentor. And copy them.
Mentors do not have to be alive.
Right.
You can listen to Zig Ziglar or Earl Nightingale or Jim Rohn or anybody who has passed on and get their wisdom. Napoleon Hill, among the best of them. Dale Carnegie, among the best of them.
Yeah.
And the people who are looking for that, I need somebody to show me how to do it. I need somebody to tell me how to do it. Dude, read a fucking book.
And then take action.
Well, I get people that, hey, will you mentor me?
I'm like, I know.
No.
I know.
I won't mentor you. Yeah, exactly. But we can talk about that on a different deal.
Yeah. It's called the pay-to-play program.
Yes. Number six is control your emotions. And when I speak to my audiences, I always say, tell me what you want your attitude to be after we're done. And the number one thing I get is consistent, right?
Right.
I always ask people, tell me what your attitude is in one word or less. And it's, you know, happy, positive, whatever. And then I get done with my keynote and they go, I just want to be consistent. And I'm like, you cannot have a consistent attitude with inconsistent emotions when it's all said and done. Yeah. And so what I love to have people do is I say, close your eyes. And I want you to think of the worst mistake you've ever made in your life. Were you in control of your emotions? Yes or no? And yeah. I think that speaks for itself.
Yeah, totally.
Number seven, grow or die, just like sell or die. All right. What I do know is this, that growth is the answer to every problem in your life. I have no idea what our listener is going through right now. But any problem you have, the information's there. Ask and you will receive. And growing is the way through any problem of your life.
A few bucks don't hurt sometimes either.
Well, yeah. You can grow your bank account.
And by making more sales.
Yeah. And that's why you're listening to this, to grow. So that's great.
Number eight's love adversity. And, you know, I love adversity. If you're not having adversity, you're dying when it's all said and done. And it's been said, adversity is the mother of perseverance. So you cannot create perseverance without adversity. And boy, adversity gives us the best opportunity to grow.
Now, diehards, I don't want you to think of adversity as it's raining outside or it's trafficky.
Right.
Adversity might be a health issue, might be a family issue. I mean, genuine adversity. And if you've experienced it, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And if you have not experienced it, the likelihood is at some point in time you will. But it's all about the strength of your mental, internal mental, your fortitude, you know, the way you dedicate yourself to the way you think. That's what Glenn is talking about here. And it's critical to you that you have that attitude built already as a foundation so that when adversity hits you, you can actually say, oh, I know what I'm supposed to do now.
It's, you know, we face adversity every day. And it's like, if you don't love adversity, you're going to get crushed in this world.
Yeah.
So the point is, when bad shit happens to me, I say I love it and I embrace it. And I ask myself, what can this teach me? And boy, that changes everything. I have no adversity in my life. I love it. It's a gift.
I always try to think that everything happens for a reason, mm-hmm. and then that reason is a positive thing. So if I can find the positive, like the reason why this XYZ thing is happening, then I'm like okay with it. You know?
Yeah. So it's good.
When I was studying attitude, I listened to everything from Glenn W. Turner from Dare to Be Great, multi-level marketing company back in the 60s. And he went broke, and then he went broke again, and then he went broke again. And he comes home, and his wife is on the floor crying. They're going to take the furniture. And he goes, great, no more payments.
Colonel Sanders is another great example, that whole story. We'll get to number 9 and 10. Number 9, toughest for most people. It's called eat right and exercise.
Ooh.
Right? The great Zig Ziglar always told the story about buying a racehorse for $500,000, right? Justify, who won the Kentucky Derby, cost $500,000. He yielded $2.39 million. And Zig would always ask his audiences, if you spent $500,000 on a racehorse, would you let him stay up late at night, eat junk food, smoke cigarettes, and drink alcohol? Right? Obviously, you would not. But what about the billion-dollar body, right? You know, that horse won $2.39 million, but each one of us is capable to create $1 billion worth of love, worth of wealth, worth of whatever. And how do you treat your body? Mm-hmm. You know, it's crazy. And so to simply eat right and run a mile a day, you'll be amazed. It's crazy. Your attitude sucks when you start, but boy, after you work out, you know what? Yeah. I feel great. So I try to run a 5K a day. That's my deal. I run or walk a 5K a day, 3.1 miles for my attitude health.
Wow.
Yeah. Way to go.
Or crawl.
We'll see you at the finish line.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
I run sometimes from the elevator to the car.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
That's a big race.
I love it.
Well, that's good. We'll do it twice now.
Okay, cool.
Right? Go there, come back, act like you forgot something. If you're like me, I'm like, I forgot my keys.
Actually, I do race Gabrielle down the hallway.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Who wins?
I let her win occasionally.
Okay. Well, tell her that she needs to race you bouncing a basketball.
There you go.
That's a cool
idea.
Our
neighbors will not hate us.
No, but we don't care.
Fuck them. Yeah, she's going to be in the WNBA.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, if she can beat you dribbling a basketball, then
oh boy,
she can take it and go all the way down the point and score. You'll love it. She'll score like 20 points a game. You'll go, God, Coach Bill, he's awesome. All right, let's get to the last one.
Yes.
Which is, you know, why you're here, the Sell or Die podcast, which is why people are tuning into you at the greatest rate I can see on iTunes. You guys are killing it. Congratulations. But be a part of something bigger than you. This just isn't about Jeffrey and Jennifer. This is about the million downloads that they had, the hundreds of thousands of people that are downloading this. Look, we all know this, and we talked about this when I coached football. You always will do more for the person on your right and your left than you will for yourself. When we used to make our guys run and do unspeakable things for conditioning and challenge them. Our focus was through your effort, understand that the benefit is for the man on your right and the man on your left. And we know human nature will tell you always will do more for others than you will for yourself. So the question is what have you done that's bigger than you today? And if you do all 10 of these, I promise you, you're going to go to bed happy. You're going to have a real positive attitude, and you're going to go shoot off the planet because you feel so great. And I'm honored that you brought me in today to celebrate Global Attitude Awareness Day. And I hope that your listeners will show gratitude and love somebody they haven't, even forgive, which is another great thing. That they'll exercise, that you just walk a freaking mile on the 15th. If you're not moving, get your ass up and get moving. And then do something for somebody else. Volunteer.
Another fantastic episode of Sell or Die is now in the books.
Let's let the listener be the judge of that.
You can be. Subscribe. Rate and review our show today. In fact, right now.
Or if that sounds too complicated, tell a friend.
Tell both your friends.
Because if you're not selling,
you're dying.
We're leaving.
Au revoir.
Shalom. Sell or Die Hard. Love the show? Make sure you've subscribed.
And if you've subscribed, make sure you rate us on iTunes or give us a star on Overcast.
And if you've done all of that, tell a friend about the best sales podcast on the planet. Or better yet, tell both your friends.
And if you've done all of that, well, you're a true sell or diehard, and we thank you.
This has been a presentation of the Sell or Die Network. For more podcasts that you can take out into the street and turn into money, visit sellordienetwork.com.